From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. It is Wednesday, June 3rd at 8:56, and we have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We're starting this Chicago morning with a continued weaker tone we've seen over the past week. First, looking at Chicago corn futures, July corn is currently down 2.5 cents at 438. September corn futures down 1¾ cents at 446¼. New crop December 26 corn futures down 2 cents at 464.5. And March 27 corn futures down 2 cents at 479¼. Turning to the Chicago soybean complex, July soybeans currently down 3 cents at 1162¼. August soybeans down 2¼ cents at 1166¾. New crop November 26 bean futures down 0.5 cents at 1177¼. And January 27 bean futures unchanged at 1191¾. Finally, looking at the Chicago wheat market, July 26 wheat futures down 0.5 cents at 602¼. September wheat futures down 0.75 cents at 615¼. December wheat futures down 0.25 cents at 635. And March 27 wheat futures down 0.25 cents at 652¼. On Monday, the USDA released the current planting progress update, and the nationwide corn planting progress is advanced to 93%, which matches last year as well as the five-year average. The states notably that are continuing to play catch-up are Ohio and Pennsylvania on planting at 73% complete in Ohio, 59% in Pennsylvania. Similarly, on the soybean side, planting was advanced to 87% versus a five-year average of 80%. So good progress was made. The states continuing to lag are Michigan at 81% planted and 68% planted on Ohio. Good to excellent ratings also came out for the first time on this crop, with it being a couple points below trade expectations, with corn at 67% good to excellent and beans at 66% good to excellent, both a couple points behind last year and the five-year average. That said, the market continues to feel the weight of pressure of funds selling over the past week to 10 days as a lack of concerning growing weather to start this crop, as well as an uncertainty around agreements overseas with the Iran war have kept the funds wanting to pull to the sidelines. In turn, basis continues to firm as the farmer continues to be a tight holder of remaining old crop stocks while the end user has continuing needs. Look for a continuing basis appreciation in the coming weeks while the board stays suppressed. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your day. You're listening to Illinois Public Media News. The winner of the Regional Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence from the Radio Television Digital News Association and the winner of the Crystal Mike Award for Best Small Market Radio Station from the Illinois News Broadcasters Association. When you're listening to WILL AM 580, Illinois Classical FM 90.9, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, or the IPM app, you're listening to award-winning independent journalism from IPM News. And you've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.